Time to talk tennis now, thanks to the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. Brett Phillips joins us right here, right now. I know you're pressed for time, great man. I just want to get straight into it. What a great day for Ash Barty, John Millman and co.
Yeah, great day for Ash. Nice quick night, Goss, last night. 54 minutes? So, yeah, it was pretty efficient, just what she wants in the first round. Another qualifier, Bronzetti, coming up in the second round. John Millman, look, I was wrapped. He got it done in four last night. He was thrown down the challenge by the guy who just never ages in Feliciano Lopez. He's got, I reckon, the best serving motion, apart from watching John McEnroe, something that the lefties across the generations, 26 aces last night. And yeah, Millman to survive in four was a great result for him. And yeah, a little bit of a mixed bag. And yeah, Alex Vukic early in the day was a great story. And I'd love to see him go a bit further. And we've got, 13 Australians today. So eyeballs at the front, backside, everywhere, looking at all the Aussies, Stoser and Darius Saville out on court as we speak, and a heap of them playing tonight.
Any chance that Kyrgios, as we know, he's coming off his sick bed and his deathbed and not a great preparation. Liam Broughty, Great Britain, I mean, he's he poses a real threat for Nick, and Nick's time in the Open could be short.
Well, the fact that Liam, yes, played three qualifying matches, he was probably the most emotional out of all the qualifiers. That's what it means to players who don't regularly play in the main draw. They just, you know, these opportunities are priceless. Prize money, points, just the prestige of playing at the bigger tournaments. And look, we just don't know. I mean, we'll get a feel for Nick when he walks out on court tonight, what the demeanour's like, what the energy levels are like. I mean, he does rise to the occasion at his home court on John Cain Arena. And if you know, I think I've said it a few times, but if there's a guy who can just sort of hit the ground running without doing all the prep that's necessary, it's Nick Kyrgios, because he's got that 200K plus serves, which, you know, is going to hold him in good stead. But yeah, I mean, look, pound for pound, he's way above Liam Broughty, but just not having the match conditioning. But we'll see if that's telling.
All right, and what's going to be the highlight for the day for you? Do we see the main man for Australia, for the Australian Open, the number one target now that we have a lot of our big names not there in action?
Yeah, big Daniil Medvedev, so he'll be third up on Rod Laver Arena, and look, he should be able to account for Luxon pretty comfortably today. Iga Swiatek, also playing French Open champion. We've got Garbiñe Muguruza, the two-time Grand Slam champion, out on court at the moment. So, yeah, feast of big names as we get through the second half of first-round matches. Halep, Rublev, Svitolina. Gee, it's a good cast. Andy Murray, of course, backing up from the Sydney final, playing at Basel-Philly. They met up last week. So, yeah, it's just great matches everywhere. Goss today, and hopefully a few Aussie victories.
Good on you, BP. I know you're pressed for time. Appreciate your time. We'll hear it all on SEN. Thanks for joining us, mate.